Week 1, Monday, Matins, Second Nocturne. Our God will reveal himself and will not be silent when he comes. Psalm 50, Part 1. The God of power, God Yahweh, spoke, and summoned the earth from farthest east to farthest west. His radiance shines out of Zion's perfect beauty. He is coming and will not be silent. Fire eats up everything in front of him and rages around him like a tornado. He calls upon heaven and earth to be witnesses as he passes sentence on his people. Summon my sacred people to appear before me, the ones who agreed by their sacrifices to their treaty with me. And the verdict of the heavens will be that he is just, because God himself is on the bench. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Our God will reveal himself and will not be silent when he comes. Offer praise as your sacrifice to God. Part 2. Listen, my people, because I am about to speak. Israel, I am going to bring my charge against you. I am God. I am your God. I have no complaint about your sacrifices or the animals you burn on the altar for me. They are there before me all the time. I do not ask for another bull from your farm or another goat from your herd, because every animal in the forest is mine, and all the cattle grazing on the hills in their thousands. I know every bird on the mountains, and all the beasts on the land belong to me. No, if I were hungry, you would not be the ones I tell, because I own the world and everything within it. Am I to eat the meat of those bulls or drink the blood of the goats? No, your offering is to be gratitude. You are paying your own vows to the Supreme Being. You call on me when you are in trouble, and I will rescue you, and then you are to give me praise. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Offer praise as your sacrifice to God. I want a loving heart more than sacrifice, knowledge of my ways more than burnt offerings. Part 3. But this is what God says to those who do wrong. But how is it you recite my commandments and mouth the provisions of my treaty, since you hate learning anything from them and throw aside what I have said? You see a thief and join in with him. You make adulterers your companions. Evil comes out of your mouth because your tongue keeps plotting schemes. You sit there and gossip about your brother, slandering your own mother's son. You do this and I should keep silent? You think I am like you? No, I have my charges to bring against you. I have a list of all of it to present at your trial. So think about this, those of you who pay no attention to God, or I will tear you to shreds, and there will be no one to save you. Those who offer praises are the ones who honor me, and I will show what God's rescue is to those who conduct themselves properly. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Listen, my people, and I will speak. I am the Master, your God. Please, our Father, may everything we do begin from your inspiration and continue with your protective help. May our work find its beginning in you and reach completion through your assistance. We request this favor through our Master Prince Jesus, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit, as one God, through all the ages of ages. Amen.